So we'll get on with the agenda. We have quorum. Everybody is here and it is close to 6:30. So we need to get the agenda approved. Did everybody get a chance to look at the agenda?
Yes, I have a question about the agenda and I'm wondering if it should be added to the agenda. Is the information about people renting cottages for less than 31 days, like we got a feed out in the newspapers about in Quebec now, if you're renting cottages or resorts for less than 31 days, you have to apply for a permit.
Yeah.
And if you don't apply for a permit, you could be seriously fined if you're caught renting your cottage or whatever without a permit. So I really think that the cottagers that are doing that, something should go out in either our agenda or in our tax newsletter that we send out telling people that they need to apply for a permit if they're going to be renting their cottages. So I don't know whether that should be put on the agenda or whether we can just add it to our website or send it out in a tax letter.
I can add it. I can just
Do we have an article? Like we'd have to, if we post it, it should come from article something.
Yeah.
Okay, so if
we've
we
had a few applications too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. I just want to make sure that, because I don't want people to come back and say, well, the municipality didn't tell me about this.
That's right, yeah. But I think
it's
local.
The other new information is about the recycling that's happening in Quebec now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's coming. They're following their...
Well, it started January 1st. So, like, the recycling now is for all packaging materials except styrofoam. And I think there's a couple of other things, but there's only three things listed that you can't put in recycling anymore.
So next Monday, that's that meeting in Waltham.
That's what it covers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it covers all the new laws.
Okay.
So then after that, Nina sent me something to post on our website and everything. So after the meeting, we'll put everything up and kind of educate everybody.
Okay. Those are just two things I would ask.
That's information. Do you want to add it to the agenda or you're noting that she's going to?
Okay.
So I'll need someone to approve the agenda as presented.
I want to discuss, we are going in camera?
Pardon me? Well,
we are going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I add something to that?
Okay, I need somebody to, when we go in camera, that's towards the end, but we have two items there, I guess. So I need somebody to approve the agenda as presented. Lorna? Okay, any declarations of conflict? All in favor? Thank you.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
No, no conflict for me.
No declarations of conflict in here?
No.
Okay, none. Approval of the minutes. We have minutes A and B, minutes from December 2nd and minutes from December 9th, the minutes of the special budget meeting. Did everybody get a chance to read them? So I'll need somebody to approve those minutes.
You doing the two of them or just one?
Do you want to do
one at a time?
One at a time.
I'll do the first one.
Hey, Rick.
I'll do the second one. Mine.
And Jack. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Number five, questions from the public.
Greg Bertrand, Templake Road. Sorry, I was trying to get thrown onto the agenda there at the last second for tonight, but it didn't work out.
I'm going to deal with the question business here.
Pardon me?
That is a question period.
No, it is a question period. Yeah, you're coming.
So my question is, my wife and I have done a recent significant investment to have this subdivision plan drawn up for our property in McDonald Lake. There's 10 properties that are gonna be up for grabs. The smallest one is 3 acres. We did this because families need space to grow. Gives them lots of room. They all have water access. If you see down by the water, and we included a road in there, that way families have somewhere safe that their kids can go and they don't have to worry about them out on a public road. And I encourage you all to use this as, in light of new information, and consider rescinding the motion to get rid of the road, because there's a few people that are interested in these lots already, and if they could live there full time, you're gonna get a lot more ratepayers. Thank you. You can keep those.
This is for information. You've given us this?
Mr. Lalonde, they believe, has this. We're just waiting on final approval yet.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, I just want to ask a quick question.
Yeah.
Being that it's a Local 3 road, and he's a permanent citizen now on it, and you're saying, Ashley, that you couldn't get any grants for Local 3 roads, right? Is that correct? Does it fall under the category for Local 3? So it's only under 2s and stuff like that?
Yep, the main ones we usually get, yeah.
Okay, so by him being a permanent resident, could just not apply to make it a Local 2 because it says these roads are accessed for permanent inhabited rural properties?
Yeah, I can look into it.
Okay, that was my question. I just,
okay.
So then we'd be able to get grant money, right?
If it was Local 2, yes.
Okay.
I would assume. Not make
and,
anything.
Also, maybe it's already transferred, I have no idea, but I'm researching other stuff. It shows that the you can get property transfers from the MTQ to the municipalities, from everything that I was able to research on. Was that a question asked? That the MTQ sections of that road could have been transferred to?
Yes, they said they have absolutely no interest. They're actually doing the opposite, and they're getting rid of all their roads.
No, that's not what I'm asking. The MTQ, not the MNRF.
No, the MTQ,
MTQ
as well. I heard you.
Said that they're going to give it to a forestry operation instead of a...
No, the MTQ said, we do not take back portions of roads.
I'm not talking about... They own a section of that road pretty well right to McDonald Lake, from what I can understand.
They
clearly
don't.
And that's being transferred, in the process of being transferred to the MNRF. That's what I've been told from the MNRF.
Okay.
Well, you just had the meeting with the MTQ, so my question was, was it asked to them that if that section could have been transferred to the municipality?
If the MTQ section could
yeah.
be transferred? No. I've never asked them that. I was never asked to ask that.
But it is a possibility.
I have
if
no idea. I'd have to ask
is it
them.
A question that could be asked?
It is a question that can be asked.
Okay, I'd like
yeah.
to see if that could be asked.
Yeah. If they would like me to do that, then that's what I'll do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that's everyone?
Yeah.
All good? Okay. We'll move on to number 6, administration, payment of the bills. Did everybody get a chance to look over the bills?
What's the item number 3, their annual subscription to the cloud?
Yeah, so that's when we went with our taxation software. We used to pay for it monthly, but they just didn't have to pay for them, so they decided to just do yearly.
Right.
So that backs up all your taxes and everything.
Does that make sense to do?
We're the only ones who didn't do it. So, basically, if there was like a fire or something happened here,
yeah.
we'd lose all your stuff.
I have a question about the Alumet Island wages volunteer at call out, $6,000. Share of volunteer call out wages. Did we have that many fires? I must be misunderstanding, or is that share of Glenn's wages?
Share of volunteer right.
I hadn't noticed it when I was here.
It's when they get called out, it's to all the fires.
Okay.
It's not just yours.
It's all, okay.
And then it's divvied up according to our 25.
Okay, okay.
That's not just for show.
No. Oh, it's not. Well, how come it's on the invoice to be paid? $6,283.
Because they take all the call-out wages that they use, and then they use that 25. And it's 25, 25, 50, is that?
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, it's 25, 25, 25.
Why did I understand the call-outs? We have to, you have to pay for your own call-outs. So she had no call-outs?
I didn't get a report yet.
No.
I'm sure they did.
Okay, well, I'm sure that there's something. I'll ask a question about that. I just want to know. Maybe we'll ask that in the meeting.
Right, that's what we were told. That if we have a call-out,
it doesn't go under the 25,
no,
right? No, but that might be Glenn's. We have to pay for Glenn's wage, a 25%, yeah, whatever.
I'll find out more.
Okay, it'll be, I just like to just question it. I'm sure they have the right answer, but okay. So I'll need someone to approve the bills.
We need to cancel it out before we can approve it.
Well, I have a question about it.
I mean, you have to find out if all we're responsible is our own calls, or if we're responsible for 25% of all calls.
I was pretty sure it was our own.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it's not the call outs. They said call out wages. I don't know if it, you know, they have to come and they. All the volunteers, we have to share 25% of their wages, but we would still have to pay over and above our call outs, like
right.
You know. So I just was wondering about that.
Yeah, that's just what it says on there.
I think you should chat with the next meeting until you get to know what we're paying.
Well,
I mean, it's not that's only 4 weeks.
Can we just remove it from this bill, though,
and
approve
pay the rest?
To pay the rest?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll just hold that fire department and mail it out on the next one. Well,
they're all individual.
Yeah.
Bills, yeah.
We could also probably approve it as presented, but with the information that she's going to find out.
I don't think we should pay a bill that we don't know what we're paying it for. Hmm. You know, we wait until the next meeting, then we'll have the explanation of what it is, and everybody will know. We did that a couple of bills and road work and everything. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't hurt to wait for the next month.
You know, it's probably
maybe
nothing wrong, but that's not the point. The point is we should know what we're paying.
Okay. So we'll minus the 6283 off there.
So I'll approve the payment of the bills without the fire department.
Minus that 62?
Yeah. But then, what about the vacation pay underneath it?
Pardon me?
Wouldn't the vacation pay that whole section?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm thinking that's the... After I've asked the question, then I'm just looking. I saw all the benefits. There's everything. So that's
it was like
the
their
regular.
Year end
that's their year end, their wage. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Karen approved the invoice. Minus that 6283, but in that case you'd be the volunteer. If we go down volunteer vacation pay and fire department training wages is 51, so I think it's all
those are split according to your
they're
shares.
All split according to our shares, yeah, but you can still question that. It's just what, because it said call outs.
Well,
call out wages, that's what alerted me. Okay. Number B, authorization to pay current accounts for 2025. This is regular accounts like the motion to allow the Director General to pay the following bills upon reception, like Bell Mobility, Hydro-Quebec, Stinson, Revenue Canada, Minister of Finance, Philo Green, that's our stuff.
Okay,
so
I'll
need someone to make a motion for that. That's just regular and we have to do that yearly. So. All was in favor of holding back that 62,000. I didn't.
6200.
Yeah, 6200.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
Break the bank right away. Okay. Okay. So authorization to pay the current bills. Dick made that. All in favor?
Yes.
Bylaw 2025-001 bylaw is respecting the imposition of the rates of property tax and service taxes for the fiscal year of 2025 and the conditions for tax collection. I need a notice of motion to adopt the draft bylaw, and I believe you all have it here. So did everybody get a chance to look over that, the draft bylaw?
It's
the result of the budget, but take a peek at it to see if there's anything here that's unusual. That being said, the municipality is subject to the conditions of section 252 of the Act respecting municipal taxation. Presentation of the draft bylaw, which we have here presented, and a notice of motion to be given by Councillor. I need a Councillor to Rick at the regular meeting held on January 13. Consequently, the members of the council have voted in favor of the adoption of this bylaw. It was moved by Councillor. I guess Rick again. I'll go in there, Rick.
Sure.
And unanimously resolved that this bylaw for 2025-001, entitled Bylaw Respecting the Imposition of the Rates of Property Taxes and Service Taxes for the Fiscal Year of 2025 and the Conditions of Tax Collection, be adopted, and that it is hereby ordered and enacted as follows. I was just picking through here in order to provide rates of services. I saw something on to this
matter. Actually, the practice of taking overdue accounts of 3 years to the auction, tax auction, is it applied to this at all? Does it need to be in there, or is it a separate?
Any questions on the draft bylaw? No? Okay, I'll need someone to, Rick has made that. That's the first adoption, okay? And all in favor of that?
Yes.
Rick's name goes in both of those?
Consequently, the members of council have having all voted in favor of the adoption of the bylaw. So now it's moved by Councillor Rick.
Yeah.
He presented it, but he'd move it at the next one, eh?
Yeah, so you do the notice of motion.
That's only going to be the first one. Second one won't get filled, but I just put Rick's name. Rick is adopting it, and we don't need a motion for it, but we will.
So Rick did the notice of motion,
yeah,
and then adopted the draft by.
Yeah.
At your next meeting, you'll adopt.
Adoption. And it will be. We'll try to remember to keep the same person. Okay. Well, that's Rick. Okay, cell phone coverage. Simon, you have
this is the proposed motion. Whereas cellular coverage remains insufficient in several regions of Quebec, limiting access to an essential service for residents and visitors, whereas the Government of Quebec has committed to deploying complete cellular coverage across the territory by October 2026, recognizing its importance for citizens' quality of life and socioeconomic development, particularly in a context where automation is becoming an essential solution to the labor shortage. Whereas reliable cellular services are essential to guarantee access to information, health services, and public safety interventions, and that poor coverage compromises the safety of people in areas with limited coverage or when roaming, particularly in the event of an emergency requiring rapid intervention by first responders. Whereas the Canadian Radio Television and Telecommunications Commission, known as the CRTC, Procedure CPC-2-0-17 imposes conditions of license on cellular service providers, including mandatory roaming, tower sharing, and the prohibition of site exclusivity in order to promote access to the network for subscribers of another CSP when a service is available. Whereas this same procedure does not, however, require CSPs to request the service of another provider in the event of non-existent coverage in a given region, thus limiting the scope of the measure. Whereas the Government of Quebec and the CRTC provide significant subsidies to telecommunications companies for the construction of new cellular infrastructure in order to improve coverage in the regions. And whereas, despite the presence of more than 8,500 cell towers in Quebec, the exclusive use of these towers by a single CSP limits access for other providers and constitutes a major obstacle to the deployment of optimal cellular coverage for the entire population. It is proposed to ask the Liberal Party of Canada, the Conservative Party of Canada, the New Democratic Party of Canada, and the Bloc Québécois to include in their electoral platform for the next federal election the obligation for all cellular service companies to enter into roaming agreements so that cellular service customers, regardless of the provider, can benefit from the presence of cell sites in the region where they are located. To forward a copy of this resolution to the Minister of Finance of Quebec, Monsieur Éric Girard, who is responsible for fulfilling the government's commitment to provide cellular service throughout the inhabited territory in this mandate, and to transmit a copy of this resolution to the directors of the telecommunications companies, in particular Bell, Videotron, Rogers, TELUS, and Cogeco. So, if someone would like to make that motion.
So I need a motion, and we will, all the municipalities are sending it out, and we'll just reimburse them. Karen? Okay, number E, Circuit to Quebec.
All in favor? Yes.
I'm in a rush to make it.
Okay.
No.
So anyway, this...
All in favor?
Yes.
Okay, great. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, number E, Circuit to Quebec. We have another draft resolution here that we'll have Simon read. First of all, I'll just let hold for a bit, Simon. The cost for Sûreté de Québec in 2024 was $79,106. The cost in 2025 is $81,177. And
sorry,
Simon,
pardon me? 2479?
In 24 it was $79,106. And in 2025, this year, it's $81,177. It went up a bit. And Simon, I'll read a motion request from the FQM.
So the draft resolution concerning the billing of municipalities served by the Sûreté du Québec services. Whereas the municipalities served by the Sûreté du Québec have just received their bill for 2025, whereas the average of the increases announced is 6.47%, but that the increases for several municipalities are much higher, even considerably so. Whereas the 2025 bill marks the end of the transitional period leading to a 50-50 split of the bill for Sûreté du Québec services between the government and the municipalities, a period characterized by the establishment of a 7% increase ceiling and a 2% floor. Whereas the negotiations for the new formula in 2019, the authorities of the Ministry of Public Security assured its municipal partners that the increases would be approximately 3% per year once the transitional period was over, and that this formula would protect the municipal world from increases of those of the nature of those denounced in 2025. Whereas the inflation rate is now less than 2%, whereas the media have recently reported on the management of police overtime in the regions, which is causing significant pressure on the overall cost of the Sûreté du Québec service billed to municipalities. Whereas the legitimate questions from several elected officials concerning the real impact of the number of unfilled police positions and the significant use of overtime when an effective police service requires stability in a long-term community presence. Whereas the reckless increase of the costs of the Sûreté du Québec and their impact on the bill imposed on municipalities. Whereas the municipal world is not involved in determining the working conditions of police officers and the management of the Sûreté du Québec. Whereas the total amount billed to municipalities for 2025 amounts to more than $444.8 million, a considerable amount that should give municipalities a say in the management of these services. It is proposed that the municipality of Chimbrough ask the Minister of Public Security, Mr. François Bonardel, to mandate an external firm to analyze the management of the Sûreté du Québec, similar to the approach taken with municipal transport companies, which identified possible solutions to save several hundred million dollars, to maintain a ceiling and a floor for the increase in bills in the permanent formula, as well as in the transitional formula, until the analysis has identified ways to control the inconsiderate increase in the cost of the Sûreté du Québec services. That a copy of the resolution be sent to the Minister of Public Security, Monsieur François Bonardel, to the Member of Parliament for the riding of Chimbrough and Pontiac, to the Director of to the Director General of the Sûreté du Québec, Madame Joanne Beausoleil, and to the President of the Fédération Québécoise des Municipalités, Mr. Jacques Demers.
So I need somebody to make that motion then.
If you average 18 municipalities at 81,000.
Times 1,500.
It's 1.461 million.
So what brings this on?
And we pay half the promise of paying it.
Yeah.
Well, some of the municipalities started reviewing this. Some of the, well, it's from probably from at the warden's level.
Okay.
And then they're
this motion's coming down from the FQM.
Yeah.
The FQM.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's really from the government.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll need somebody to make that motion. Seamus?
Yes.
All in favor?
Yep.
It's 2,071 more. It's a lot.
What were you saying, Lorna?
I'm just saying it was $2,071 more this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you have a copy. Is there a copy? Is there a copy of this? Do they all have a copy of this?
It was sent in an email.
It was sent in an email, like all these copies, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pro mayor. I need a pro mayor, and I... Rick, are you willing to take on? I think everybody went down the line. Karen is not free. Lorna, Seamus has done it. Are you willing to take it on? And I'll need someone to go to.
Reluctantly. That means I have to go and hang out with Jane. Right?
There's lots of nice people down there to hang out with. Okay.
No, I'll do it.
You will?
I haven't done it.
Motion to designate Councillor Rick Bradshaw as pro mayor for the year 2025. That being said, I'll be away for a week, so I'll have to ask you to go to the plenary, okay?
No, I...
Yeah, will you? Okay, thank you. So I'll need a motion for that.
I'll make it.
Karen?
Yeah, sure.
All in favor?
Yes.
ADMQ membership 2025. I need a motion for the Director General to pay the annual membership fee for the ADMQ at the cost of $577.17, taxes included. I need somebody to make that.
I'll make that motion.
Dick? Thank you. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
What was the amount?
Pardon me?
What was the amount?
$577.17.
Thank you.
Okay, municipal inspector, did everyone get a chance to look at his, I think he sent us the information here, right? Or did, was it me just got that?
Nope.
They all have it, yeah, okay. Number A, for the municipal inspector, Combeck membership, I need a motion. I think it was discussed earlier about having our inspector take some courses. So we need a motion to allow the municipal inspector to join Combeck for a cost at $380 plus taxes. This is a support for the inspector. So so he has a someplace where he can contact when they're and for it's training, but it's also a good support. So I need somebody to make that motion.
I will.
Rick? All in favor? Okay, Public Works, Trout Lake. Is there anything new for Trout Lake?
Well, I'll inform our public that there's a little light at the end of the tunnel. It's not very bright. But Ashley, you can correct me if I'm wrong. She got some information from the MTQ that doesn't jive with the MNRF. So look into that avenue and find out what's going on. Other than that, I presented all the information that we gathered the last month.
Thank you all for the continued effort to look into it, to resolve the issue for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, that was information. Seamus. Okay. Number B, calcium chloride multi-roots. Motion to approve the amount of 42,000 liters of calcium chloride at a cost of 42 cents a liter, totaling 17,640 plus taxes for the year 2025. Last year it was 40 and a half cents a liter at a cost of 1710 plus taxes, an increase of $630 for the calcium this year. So I need a motion.
Is that plus taxes this year, the 17640 plus taxes?
It's plus taxes, yeah. Do I need a motion or is that just information? I need a motion going forward. Lorna? All in favor?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, C. I need a motion for the double vocation grant. That's for the roads, the forestry road, eh?
No, our road, Shemeshin.
Yeah, but it's for, it's paid through the forestry, from the forestry. Yeah, the double vocation is from the forestry, and that's...
Probably from the forestry companies, right?
No, it's from the government.
It's from the government, yeah, but they pay a percentage there. And the roads, correct me if I'm wrong, that they're paying us for, is Sullivan Mountain and the portion of Sheen coming out to meet the MTQ road. Eh? That's 13 point something kilometers. So I need a motion for...
How many kilometers is that? 13
I think it's around 13 point something kilometers.
So you have applied for it earlier in the year, mm-hmm. and then you just have to say that you followed the modality of the grant and you put it on the roads you said you were going to put it on, and that's it. Just saying you did it, basically.
So I'll need somebody to make that motion so she can go and collect that money.
Did you say what the grant is going to be?
Yeah, we got 24,000.
24?
Yeah. It's two, they raised it a couple, well, it would have been nice when they were giving us $250. But they raised it after all the logging was done. You know, we're getting 2,000 or something.
Yeah, you used to have to do have 500 loads come through, and now it's 250.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, it was like 1,000, and they would quit at like 900, and
but
then they didn't have to pay.
Just throwing it out there. If Trout Lake Road was a local too, you'd collect from up there.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
18 gold.
Yeah.
Because when they haul out of there, I can only start it.
Yeah. Well, we put it in before, and they said, no, it's a local tree. It's a forestry road.
But you can't get money for the forestry.
No. The forestry don't pay themselves. They don't pay.
Did we get this last year?
You get it every year. Mm-hmm.
You get it every year? Yep. It's not based on the amount of loads? Or
based on
trees?
The amount of loads.
So 24.5 last year, I think?
About that 24.8 maybe?
Yeah. But it must be
It's back.
Back a year.
We're collecting.
Yeah, nothing
left. Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. It's back almost 2 years.
So
yeah.
This is for what they hauled. Oh,
in 22.
In 22.
2022.
Yeah. So you apply for it in 20, like if they haul it in 22, you apply for it in 23. You half the time don't find out till the end of 23.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's very delayed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Lorna made that motion. Dick made that motion, and Lorna made the other one. All in favor?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're landed at correspondence. Number one, correspondence we have is from Amy. I have one.
Yeah, here. I'll read one for you.
You want to read?
So, 2nd of December 2024, greetings Mayor Doris Ranger and Councillors Dick Edwards, John Brennan, Rick Bradshaw, Lorna Ignasi, Seamus Morris, and Karen Shea. I hope this finds you all well. I'm writing to request a public consultation regarding the proposed transfer of Trout Lake Road to the ministry. This consultation should include representatives from the MERN and the MRNF, the MRC, as well as the deciding members of Sheenborough Council, as well as other interested municipalities and or relevant entities. As a frequent user of this road and a concerned citizen of a neighboring municipality, I believe it's essential for the municipality to address the implications of this transfer and provide definitive answers regarding such things as access for property owners, users, and visitors, preserving ecological and economic integrity, cost comparison, emergency planning, and to understand the impact on their lives and well-being, as well as the impact it may have on similar roads in the MRC region, for instance. To achieve this, I believe a public consultation is essential. This would provide transparency surrounding the process and facilitate meaningful participation among all stakeholders. I firmly believe that the decision-making process and the road transfer itself must be fully transparent and inclusive. I hope you also recognize that this decision extends beyond the citizens of Sheenborough, impacting numerous individuals who utilize the road and surrounding area for various purposes. It is therefore crucial to prevent unilateral decisions that may not adequately reflect the needs and wishes of all stakeholders. By ensuring transparency and inclusivity, citizens and users of the road will be properly informed and have a meaningful opportunity to participate in the decision-making process. In conclusion, I respectfully urge you to consider my request for a public consultation and a transparent process, thereby ensuring that all stakeholders have a voice in your deliberations. Thank you for your time. Best regards, Amy Taylor, Pontiac Independent.
Okay, noted.
So what are we doing?
The door is locked. Any comments on the letter?
What do we do with it?
Well, what do we do with
it? Hang on, dude. Consider it.
So who's Pontiac Independence?
Amy Taylor and Pat Goyette.
Yeah.
A lobby group.
What is it?
Pontiac Independent. Yeah.
Oh, you got it. Oh, boy, that's on it.
There we go. Say we received your letter. Thank you very much.
So, we wanted to make a motion that we have a public consultation, put it on next month's agenda and bring it to a motion. Can't do that today?
No, I was just wondering, did they send this letter to all owners of the road? Like the municipality owns small portions? That's what I was just wondering. Like, she never said anything else. She just shipped this out. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think there's, I mean, because there's stuff going on, this, that, and the other thing, I don't think there's a lot of point in scheduling a public consultation meeting until we get the facts.
If you could get the MTQ and the MNRF to attend it, though,
yeah,
that's where you're going to get answers.
They will not
face.
Attend that. They have told us time and time again they don't do meeting with councils. They do it with administration.
So they do it with you?
They'll do it with me, Doris, if a person of council maybe, but they won't do it in front of a group.
Well, it'd be a special meeting just to deal with them.
I don't know if I can ask.
Well, I think that's a good question to ask.
I believe we were told by the ministry that it'd be 2026. They're working on the Schmeyer Road, so would there be a lot of, like, to have a public consultation now, especially since we're not even sure where the road sits? Ashley now has got to wait, send back. Who is right here? Two different, we got information from the same, from the MTQ, but both different. So where do we go with that? We have to go back and we have to get all our ducks in order.
Well, I thought it would be in our best interest if they were here to answer those questions. But they won't meet with the public.
No. I'll shoot them an email again.
You can ask them.
Yeah. It's no harm. I'm just saying what they've told me before.
We
did.
Even
if they'd meet with the council.
They wouldn't even do a Teams meeting with council when we were talking to them.
If they meet with the council.
So that's why the road committee couldn't be at the last meeting?
It wasn't that you couldn't. It was just
councilors.
It wasn't a secret meeting. It was just a meeting for us to gather information. It's been portrayed like it's been some secret in cahoots meeting this whole time.
No.
It has been portrayed over and over again.
I thought I made a motion that we have a meeting.
Well, you made a motion to discuss it with them. Yes, you did. And we did. But for some reason, the information I'm giving back, for some reason, people seem to think I'm lying about them. I'm just giving the information I'm told. I'm Switzerland here, I'm neutral.
What do we have to gain? Or lose?
It has been said several times, a secret meeting. It was not a secret meeting. It's my job is to gather information to present to you. That's what I was doing.
Nothing's been secret about this.
No. Absolutely nothing.
No.
It's not like it's a secret.
When the governments are making decisions like that, they should send representatives to the council to explain it. You can't seem to get the right answer from anybody. There are different answers, and, you know.
I agree.
Oh, something as big as what they're doing, it should be explained.
Secret might be the wrong word instead of conflicting reports.
Well, it's
one
that
saying this and one saying that.
Well, it's that the information you're getting you're not happy with, but I'm not making the information, I'm just relaying the information. I relate exactly what they told me.
Yeah.
Whether they were wrong or right, I mean, how am I supposed to know?
Yeah.
Well, maybe some of the new information we get, we will be happy with.
That'd be great.
Be nice.
It'd be great if they could come here and do a presentation.
Yeah.
That'd be phenomenal. It would save the middle person, and you could all be told clear as day, you know? I can request it again. But again, there's two conflicting, so it's like, who do you reach out to?
Yeah. Well, we did have the ministry here, she was online, Gail, gave us information at that point. And
so they never meet with people?
No, she said they only deal with administration. We don't deal with council.
And at that point, they talked about expropriation. Like, she went on, she explained the Schweyer Road, and she said,
I don't know where that's coming from, because I have it right from Gail Solomon that the MNRF never goes looking for a road. It's only when someone asks them to take the road. So they're not going to expropriate a road. They don't even want it unless we ask them to take.
No.
The MTQ has asked them to take all their roads.
That's right. In the forestry roads.
Well,
but they're not, the ministry is not, according to her, they're dealing with the Schweyer Road, then they're coming to the Trout Lake Road. And as it stands, it's status quo. There's nothing changed for Trout Lake Road. We don't maintain it in the winter. We don't, it's a multi-use road. People go travel on it. And nothing's changed.
I don't know if they know what they're doing, because they're in cahoots. They're not in cahoots, but they're in hot water now with the people on the Schweyer Road. That was never deeded, and that road goes through private property, and the MRF thinks they're just going to give Brian DeBoe property and take this back. But McCools are saying, you're not taking my road.
Well,
it's on my property.
It's private land, and up here it's private land too, is what we're hitting. The foot of the hill is private land.
But
It's private
because
land as we go.
Maintained it for 7 years before that 93 thing, it's municipal.
If it's a colonization road.
If it's not maintained by NTQ or the municipality, it goes to the landowner and the state.
If it's a colonization.
If it's a colonization.
Right. Yeah. So NTQ told them it was never a colonization road. And never a municipal road. MTQ, top to bottom, the whole time.
The map showed that.
So that other map you gave me with the proposed road to Temiskaming, it fits in that.
Anyway.
So you can tell them we need it explained because we can't come to a decision on the information.
What we're told.
You know?
Stuns.
And if we end up in court, it's only a cost to the taxpayers.
I'm not a lawyer. I can just get the information I can find.
And you are doing a very good job, Ashley. You went
on. I'll second that. Absolutely.
Okay, correspondence. That was it. We've discussed Amy Taylor's letter. Varia, nothing under Varia, and we need a motion to go into Emma. Good night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
good
that.
Night.
Thank
good
you.
Night.
So, okay. Dick, you make the motion?
At.